I think it's a complicated question, and to some degree is actually dependent on the sports skill you're talking about, right? So some things that were previously thought to be kind of genetic characteristics, like the bullet fast reactions of Major League Baseball hitters, turn out actually to be really the result of practice, whereas other things like the compulsive drive to train turn out to have important genetic components. So it really kind of depends specifically what you're looking at. And I think part of what's coming out of sports and exercise genetics is an idea similar to what came out of medical genetics. So in medical genetics is showing us that in some cases, no two people will respond to, say, a Tylenol the same way because of differences in genes involved in acetaminophen metabolism. Well, exercise genetics is showing that that's the same for the medicine of athletic training, right? No two people, because of their genes, will respond quite the same way to the same training stimulus. So the goal is to find the optimal training and exercise environment, whether it's for sports performance or for health effects, for each person's individual genome. So I think there are a couple of things that clinicians should keep in mind. The first is that I know for a fact some of them now get questions about testing for genes for athleticism, and usually this will always include a gene like, say, the ACTN3 gene, which codes for a protein found only in fast twitch muscle fibers, right? And it's sort of sexy to test for this gene now. And you know, if you don't have one of the so-called right versions for sprinting, you just won't be in the Olympic 100 meter final, period, right? But that only rules out one of 7 billion people on Earth. So it's incredibly nonspecific. So to make a decision for a child and what sport they should pursue based on this one gene, it's like looking at one piece of a puzzle that has 1,000 pieces and deciding what the puzzle shows, right? It's incredibly complex. We don't know a lot of the genes, much less the environmental stimuli that go into this. So for the most part, I think genetic testing for sports prowess should just be ignored, and you're better off just seeing what the kid is good at physiologically, right? Like the best genetic tool you have for sprinting right now is a stopwatch, not the ACTN3 gene. That said, I do think there are genes that clinicians should think about talking with patients and parents about, and that's particularly genes that predispose people to injuries like torn tendons and ligaments. These are genes that code for collagens, as well as I think it's time to have the conversation about the so-called the APOE4 gene variant, which we've known for a long time predisposes people to having Alzheimer's disease, but now looks like it's involved in kind of all manner of recovery from brain injury. So we're having this national furor about brain trauma in football and to a lesser degree soccer, and there's this gene variant out there that might give some risk information, right? And when I've talked to clinicians, generally their take has been, no, we don't want to test people for this because it's just statistical risk information. But then, you know, I think telling someone that smoking puts them at increased risk of heart attack is just statistical risk information. And the response I get to that is, well, they can stop smoking, but they can't change their DNA. True, but they absolutely can change their environment by, for example, not playing football. So I think that's a discussion that really clinicians should be having with patients soon. So I think the direction that sports and exercise genetics are going toward is toward individualized training. To a degree. And obviously, it's very difficult. You know, we've seen some of the difficulties of individualized medicine. But scientists are making some strides in sort of finding genetic markers that predict differences between people and their responsiveness to a particular training plan, and whether that's how, you know, much their cardiovascular system strengthens or how much their blood pressure drops. And the idea would be to be able to tell someone, look, you want this drop in blood pressure. You know, you have a set of genes that predict that you can get that with this training without even training that hard. Whereas some other person, they said, wow, you'd have to train really hard, so you maybe need to be medicated. And we actually are making strides in that direction.